What's up, everyone? Live from Championship Soccer Stadium here at the Great Park in Irvine. We're here for the Western Conference second round of the playoffs match between the visiting Phoenix Rising FC and your Orange County Soccer Club. We're here to talk about it. We're here to talk to some people. We're here to have some fun and count you down to kickoff just over an hour away. Let's get this thing started. Welcome to the podcast of champions. This is the Orange and Black Soccer Cast.
This is the Orange and Black Soccer Cast, the first and only podcast dedicated to Orange County Soccer Club, its fans, and supporters. Follow us on Twitter at @OCSC_SoccerCast or on Facebook at Orange and Black Soccer Cast.
How's it going, Orange County? Welcome to a special live pregame edition of the Orange and Black Soccer Cast, the first and only podcast dedicated to Orange County Soccer Club, its fans, and supporters. I'm your host, Ray Samora. I'm here to take you through this pregame show as we discuss the Western Conference second round playoff match between the visiting Phoenix Rising FC and your Orange County Soccer Club. We have some guests that are going to come make their way out throughout this episode. We're going to go to maybe around 6:30, 6:40 as we prepare for kickoff here. But we are getting really excited for this matchup. I know there's a lot of Orange County fans that have been looking forward to this matchup with the Phoenix fans making their way out here to the stadium. There's a lot of bad memories of 2018 when Orange County and Phoenix met in the Western Conference Finals. Phoenix was able to take that one, but Orange County is primed and ready for this. They are playing the best soccer of pretty much any team in the USL Championship, and it's been amazing. It's been a great run, so we're hoping it's going to be another great run here as well. Hey, I have someone here that's going to help me out throughout the night. I don't know if he's ready yet, but I'm going to bring him on. This is a podcaster in training, so I'm going to give him the mic. We're going to get him on here. So I just want you to introduce yourself, let people know who you are, because they might hear you tonight. So this guy is helping us out tonight here. Tell them who you are.
Oh yeah, I'm Landon, and I'm going to be doing the soundboard tonight and also hopping on a couple times throughout the night.
Yes, he's here to help out. He's been at some of these live things with us. He's done some score predictions at the stadium in the past. So he's going to help me out. He's going to help me more on the technical things, but I wanted to give him some credit with the help that he'll be doing tonight. So again, people are making their way into the stadium. If you hear sound effects, it's just the sound in the stadium. There's nothing we could do about that. But they're trickling in. And I think it's an exciting night. For those of you making your way out to the stadium, I know there's some traffic. So if you haven't left and head out to the stadium, make your way out now, because the parking is really crazy tonight with some events going on around the stadium. Also, hey, it's the playoffs. So y'all should be here. Get here and have some fun with us. So here's what we have planned for the night. We're going to try and pool some fans. We have a couple people roaming the stadium tonight. Maybe we'll get them on the stream. They can come talk to us, get some clips, get some videos. We'll talk to people throughout the stadium. So if you're in the stadium and you see someone either with a microphone or a phone walking around to help you out, let them know that you want to join us. One of them is walking around the stadium right now. I'm going to bring him on and see if we can get him on to the sound here, and that is the bearded one himself. That's Mr. Larry. Let's bring him on. Larry, can you hear us? Larry cannot hear us. Larry, you talk. Maybe we can hear you. I don't know. I don't think we hear Larry either. So we'll have to work on some stuff here and figure out what the sound issue is on Larry's end. We'll figure that out. One of the person that's going to be helping us, we won't bring him on because he doesn't usually come on unless he wants to. He doesn't want his voice heard right now. Andy's walking around. I know some of y'all know who Andy is. You could talk to him. He can help get you on as well. You want to talk?
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here tonight. Tip your waitresses.
Tip your waitresses. Have some fun. What's up, Larry? Larry's over here. Scoot over really quick, Glenn, and we'll get Larry on the stream really quick here to say hi. Let's unmute your mic, Larry. And this is Larry, everyone.
How's everybody doing tonight? We are here. We are in Irvine. Where else would we possibly want to be tonight? This is amazing.
This is amazing. This is a great experience. We're seeing people trickle in. You were up at the owner's toast.
Yes, I was. Came
back from that. Tell us how that went.
It was really kind of nice. Dan stood and spoke for a couple of minutes, as he does. And, you know, Dan is incredibly eloquent when he speaks. He was followed up by James, and they welcomed all of us new owners to, you know, to the, let's call it the brother and sisterhood. So it was really nice. There's a lot of people up there who, I think the coolest part about it is that Carrie, as you all know, I've mentioned Carrie a number of times, my wife, she mentioned that I haven't seen any of these people before. She goes, where's all the CLC people? I said, I don't know if the CLC people are owning the team or not, but they are the ultimate diehard fans. But all of those people up there, they're all owners now. I mean, we sell like, what, 1,200 season tickets? And I think a large portion of them have bought in and are joining the ownership group.
And I think I saw Gnarly up there with y'all, too. Was he hanging out with y'all?
Our Gnarly was, in fact, hanging out with us. You know, our Gnarly does his thing. He is definitely a silent partner in the ownership.
That's a good way to put it, a silent partner. We've always wanted to get Gnarly on the pod, but I don't know. He's very shy. He won't come on and speak with us, unfortunately.
That might be both good and bad. You know, guys like Gnarly, they don't talk much. Guys like me talk way too much.
I talk a little bit too much as well. Let's talk about this. How are you feeling heading into this match right now? We are about an hour to kick off. A little bit over an hour to kick off. How are you feeling? How are your nerves right now?
You know, that camera's, I'll talk to that camera. How am I feeling tonight? I am not nervous at all. Honestly, I am incredibly excited about this game tonight. What I am even more excited about is going to Sacramento next weekend. I love Sacramento in November. It's a beautiful place to be. And quite frankly, playing San Antonio here in our house was going to make me a whole heck of a lot more nervous than playing Sacramento in their house next weekend. And make no mistake about it, we are going to Sacramento next week. So everybody who's out there listening right now, let's go ahead and get some carpools going. Let's get a whole large group of people up there, and let's make a lot of noise in Sactown next weekend. As for tonight, you know what? I got to talk to one of my favorite people before the game.
And who was that?
The one and only Patrick Rakowski.
Patrick Rakowski himself. Oh, yeah, he plays for the enemy tonight.
He does play for the enemy, and I went up and I spoke with him for a couple of minutes, and I congratulated him and Shannon on the new baby. I told him that as much as I love him, I was not going to wish him too much luck tonight, but that no matter what happens, he is today and will always be an Orange County Soccer Club legend.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, so Larry is very confident, apparently, in this match. He's already booked his trip to Sacramento. Hopefully you're watching Orange County play and not Phoenix play in Sacramento next week on already booking.
See,
that trip.
That's what I love about you, Ray. You say the funniest things.
I'm a funny guy again, apparently, right? And we got some people over here listening. By the way, hey, if y'all don't know where we usually are over in that fan zone area. If you can't tell by the angles of our camera, we're actually over in the GA area right behind where Caroline Coalition sits. So if you're listening to us, you're walking around, you're in the stadium, you can hear our voice. Make your way on over here to the general admission area right behind where CLC sits. Come say hi. Come talk to us. Share your thoughts. We're seeing people around that we notice, that we recognize. So yes, this is really exciting. Again,
we got some Phoenix fans back there. Should we welcome them onto the podcast?
The Phoenix fans. Did they, I want to know, did they bring their butterflies with them? Did y'all bring some butterflies with y'all out here to the stadium? apparently some butterflies. If the Phoenix fans want to talk, they can. They could come talk. See, they're scared. They're already nervous. They're already going into hiding. Good luck, Phoenix fans. Good luck.
We actually love Phoenix. Just, you know, not when they play us so much.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, right, is again, when you look at it, this is a great sport. It's great to have opponents that you can sort of banter with, that you can face on a regular basis. We thought we were getting that or gaining that with San Diego when they came into the league. They were a great opponent to have. Unfortunately, that's no longer. Before San Diego, it was Phoenix. Phoenix was the team that we would face, and there would be the head button, the talking back and forth. the craziness on the pitch, some really great matches. Phoenix is really going to take that sort of title again now that San Diego's no longer around, right?
Well, there's no San Diego. They're sadly, SD Loyal, they got done dirty, but that's another story altogether. There is no more San Diego. There is no more LA Galaxy 2 in the USL Championship. So really, our next nearest competitor is, in fact, Phoenix. It's about the same distance from Phoenix to Monterey. And whereas, you know, Monterey is a California team, they are, you know, kind of Northern California, so they don't really count as California. But yeah, Phoenix has been our rival since I came to my first games in the summer of 2018. I can remember coming here that year and just getting my heart broke, seeing them take that trophy home to Phoenix on our pitch. And that was devastating. And I absolutely refuse to have that happen again.
That is nothing we want to see. I know a lot of the players that are on the pitch for Orange County and Phoenix tonight haven't been involved in that part of it. I don't know if any of them were around in 2018.
Nobody.
But they probably know the stories. They've been around. They know that this is a very heated matchup. Phoenix fans like to talk trash on the Orange County fans. Orange County fans like to give it back to the Phoenix fans. And in the end, when you look at these two teams, they are very evenly matched in the history of these matchups between Orange County and Phoenix. I believe it's like an exact.
That's what I was raising my mic for. Do we have that stat?
I saw the stat, right? It was like 9-13-9.
That souns about right.
I don't know. Andy's producer normally Andy. Our producer, Andy, but he's not by the computer, so he can't look up stats. But I believe the overall lifetime record between the two is like 9-13-9. So
Andy will have that receipt on Monday night on the podcast.
We will figure that out. We will let y'all know. Look at what are we looking at here?
So it's all time 9-9-13.
So So 9-1 for Orange County, 13 for Phoenix, and 9 draws. So Phoenix does have the advantage all time.
All right. We'll just pick one more up tonight and get a couple more back next year. No problem.
Let's get the one more win. Again, if anyone's watching live, I know there's not many of you watching live right now because y'all are making your way out to the stadium. But by all means, come stop by. Say hi if you can hear our voices. Come say hi. We're going to get a few people here. I know our liaison to the club is working on bringing a couple people over here to speak with us before we go off and prepare for this match. I also know that we're using some like Wi-Fi, mobile hotspot stuff here. So maybe it's not the greatest stream. We will release this on podcast. You can watch it on our YouTube channel later on. Let's talk about this matchup. Have the rosters been announced yet? That's what I'm keep checking my phone for.
Before we hit that, I would just like to give an update on the other games in the playoffs tonight.
Go for it.
Louisville is up 4-0 on Detroit in the 66th minute. And Charleston is up. No, Charleston is finished. Game's over. 2-1 Charleston beat Birmingham, which so, I did not pick that. I actually picked Birmingham for the upset.
All right. So our producer, Andy, has found maybe someone that wants to say something. So introduce yourself. Welcome yourself. No, Andy's got the mic. You could just talk right there with him. Just a reminder, we're a family-friendly show, so let's be careful with that. But introduce yourself. Say hi.
All right. So I got a new friend here. What's your name, sir?
Giovanni Rose.
And where are you from, sir?
Santana OC.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
And where do you go to school?
Santa Ana High School.
Nice.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
No, I just wanted to know, like, how did you become a fan of Orange County, or how did you find out about this team? What brought you here?
To be honest, it was just a bunch of social media posts and just my father just telling me, and yeah, just basically social media.
How many matches have you been to so far?
Like about 3 to 4.
Nice. Well, welcome back. We're glad you're here on this. Share with us, what do you think? What's going to be the result of this match tonight? Who's going to win? What's the score going to be? Who's going to be the star for Orange County?
I believe 2-1 OC taking the win.
And who do you think is going to be the star on the pitch for Orange County tonight?
Probably Milan Olasky.
Milan Olasky. I'm sure there's a lot of people on our podcast. That's sort of a joke. We pick Milan Olasky pretty much every week as like the main guy. Anything else you want to share with the listeners, the people here at the stadium? Anything else you want to say?
It's just a fun environment. Let's get this win, OC.
Let's get this win.
Hey, by the way, Giovanni, the way you found out about Orange County Soccer Club, that is the exact same way I found out about Orange County Soccer Club, through a pop-up that came up on my Facebook page in 2018. And here I am 6 years later. Couldn't be happier with the fact that I'm a fan of this team, and you are more than welcome. You should come sit down with the County Line Coalition and make a lot of noise and sing some songs.
That's the way things work. Hey, Andy, producer Andy, really quick. So, first of all, what's your name?
Andy. Thanks for coming on. Good job, man. Good job.
Look at this guy right here. He's receipts.
Receipts. He's got receipts.
He's got it. You want to come on? Come on around. No, let's come around. We don't want to put the mic right in front of the speaker. Come around. Larry's not a scary guy. We've got a mic here for you. We'll give him the orange mic here. All right. So welcome here really quick. Go ahead and sit right there. You're going to be on camera. Hopefully that's okay with whoever you're here with. If not, I apologize. Mom, dad, parents, whoever it is. So this person recognized me. I think I remember. Where did we meet again? Just tell me real quick. Los Angeles. Las Vegas. All right, Las Vegas. There we go. So we're going to put the mic up really quick. So let everyone know who you are and how do you become an Orange County fan.
I'm Ben, and so it started out with Brian Alofsky. My mom hired him to be my private trainer, and then we became, and then eventually he started coaching our team, and then he told me that he played on Orange County, and then we got tickets because he could get us free tickets, and yeah, now we just come here every game, and we have season tickets and everything.
And tell us right now, honestly, is it fun to be at these games?
Oh, I love them.
Is it a lot more fun when they're winning?
Yeah.
Yes. How many autographs? I see you got a bunch of signatures. If you want to stand up really quick so we can get this on our camera here. This dude's got a bunch of autographs.
He has all of the signatures.
Do you know how many signatures you have on this? Have you counted them?
Turn around. Look at the back of this.
12 of everyone. So you get like everyone to sign it multiple times.
Yeah.
That is the way to do that. Really quick, I want you to turn around. Do you know this man that's standing over here behind you?
No.
This is Mr. James Kesson. He owns this. He's the owner of this team. I know he's opened up the pockets to allow other people to have ownership. He's the one that writes the checks. He's the one that's the reason this team is here. So I just wanted to let you meet him.
Oh, my goodness.
There we go. Do you have a score prediction for this match?
I really hope we get out at least 2-0 or 2-1.
2-0 or 2-1, and who do you think's gonna score those goals?
I think OC is.
But who? Who on the what player or players?
Wanowski and.
Hey, he could score two goals, by the way. You know.
Wanowski and Amang.
Thomas Amang.
Thomas.
All right, so we got Milan and Thomas getting some goals. Really quick, again. Let everyone hear. So you came over, you saw us doing this, you heard us. Let everyone know how fun it is to come on here and talk with us.
I just love it.
Are we cool guys? Me and Larry, are we nice? We're cool.
I honestly love it, I can't speak.
I get it.
Getting to talk to every OC fan.
Yes, that is the way to do it. Talk to the OC fans. Thank you so much for coming on here. And thanks for not attacking me with your balloon sword there, because that could have really hurt well. Thank you so much. I'm going to get producer Andy. Can we get that mic really quick for Mr. Kesson? And then we can speak over there in just a moment. But we do have someone else here joining us. And James, if you want to come, you can have this wonderful seat, because this will get you on camera. People will get to see you. Anytime we come to the stadium, you tend to join us for the show. This is the owner, or I guess now we have to say one of the owners for Orange County Soccer Club, Mr. James Kesson. James, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
No, we're excited to have you. So explain a little bit the process of how you came about. Like, what were you thinking? What was going on in your mind when you said, hey, let's invite some more people to be owners of this team? How did that all come about? How excited are you with how many people have already jumped on that opportunity in less than, a few weeks that it's been open?
Yeah, I mean, I've had the opportunity to travel all over the world. And one of the things that many of the best clubs in the world all have is they have some form of fan ownership. And it's always been a part of the plan here. You know, we looked at it for a while and we finally found a pathway to do it that was responsible and was good for the club. But, you know, the point is to really spread this thing not only all across OC, but all across the world. We you know, we're a local community club and we support our local community. But by the same token, we're exporting players all over the world and developing players. We hope to be playing in the Champions League and the men's national team for a long time. So we're a little bit special. We know we're a little bit special and we want everybody else to appreciate it. Tell their friends, tell their families, and let's be the by far the widest owned club in all of the United States.
That is absolutely awesome, James. And I can't tell you how much as the fans and out now as also as an owner, how much it is appreciated. And you probably don't know this, but I just got married 2 weeks ago.
Wow,
as a matter of fact, there's my wife right there. We woke up the morning after our wedding, getting ready to drive up to Monterey. And I'm looking at my phone and there's an email from the club saying that I can become an owner. And I talked with my wife about it and she looked at me and she said, yeah, we're doing this. So on behalf of all of the fans out there, I want to say thank you to you sincerely. It's an incredible opportunity that you are offering to us. And I can't tell you how much we absolutely appreciate it. And I'm never going to mention a tattoo again. I said one more thing off of the microphone so y'all couldn't hear. It's an inside joke between me and James. So
very happy. And honestly, we got spectacular fans. And, you know, within the world of soccer, we're in my 8th year of ownership. We're just babies and we're just getting started.
And you got this beautiful location for soccer. I mean, you can see it right now. We're sitting here in a beautiful spot of this stadium. We usually are over there across the way, but this is an awesome spot to be. Very beautiful. Let me ask you about
this. Is a better spot.
I like this spot.
We should do this regularly.
The hardcore fans can stop by and see us and talk to us. And usually they don't hang out over there unless they're grabbing a drink, but there's drinks over here. Let me ask you this question because you've been an owner now for a short bit of time. Let's go back because when we started this podcast, I remember coming to this stadium and I'm not trying to like talk trash, but it wasn't as popping as it is now. I remember coming here as media. There wasn't much media coverage. How important was it for you to grow this brand and how excited are you to now see sold out stadium every single, you know, pretty much every single match, seeing the media coverage you're getting, not just local, but nationwide and even worldwide. How exciting is that for you as the owner of this team?
Honestly, it's everything. It's why we do this, why everybody gets excited. You can be excited regardless. And, you know, I don't care if there are 10 people there. I'll come out at 7 o'clock on a beautiful night and watch a soccer game. But creating that atmosphere and really just making this our own stadium, it's taken a lot of time. But we've gotten there. It, you know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you start. It doesn't matter what evil empire of MLS tries to take it away from us. At the end of the day, it's how you finish. And now we know we're going to be here for a decade. And this is our stadium.
So
the city stadium that we get to use and are very happy about it.
Hey, that's a great way to phrase it right there. Now, okay, we just talked about it. Sellouts, a lot of sellouts happening.
This is 7 in a row. Tonight is 7 in a row.
Is there any worries that you're going to outgrow the stadium too quickly? And then, you know, it's going to be hard to figure out where to put all these fans.
We are thinking about that issue very seriously. And we got some potential plans down the line. You know, as long as the fans keep coming, we're going to find a place for them. So we're excited. We got to keep selling this thing out every single game. And then we'll figure out how to get some more fans in here.
No, that would be great. I was just kind of looking around saying, hey, we could throw some seats right over here, probably get another 400 there, probably another 700 or 800 right over there. That corner over there, probably at least another 600. Hey, all of a sudden we have a 7,000 seat stadium.
That's it.
I'm like, obviously I am not an architect or a planner and I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. But
You like put some seats at the roof, sort of like what you see at the Cubs stadium back in the day where there'd be like seats at the top of the buildings outside of the stadium. We got our soundboard technician over here, Landon, who has a question for you. So I'm going to shoot him and put him live here. Go ahead, Landon.
So I want to know, how do you feel about Orange County making it to the semifinals of the Western Conference this year?
You know, I think it's always our expectation to be here. 21 was obviously a magical season. 22 was not exactly the same type of magic. But based on how we started this season, we got a spectacular front office with Peter Nugent and Oliver Vyse and Morten Carlsen, who they brought over to be a part of this. And they really just turned the entire thing around. It's amazing how quickly, you know, a little bit of a change of voice and a little bit of a change in strategy can really change your entire season. And that's what happened here. and we're lucky.
Okay, and then I'll have one more question. What do you predict the score will be for this game?
He comes with the tough questions, huh?
We're throwing softballs. He's throwing heat.
I will say this. I expect every Orange County game to be a 3-1 victory.
Everyone.
All right.
I will take, hey, I'll take every Orange County game a 3-1 victory for the good guys, OC. You have something more to say. Look at that. He wants to talk.
Let him talk.
Okay, and then who do you think will be the star player of this match for Orange County?
You know, I come from an old school background. I think your number six or your center back is almost always your all-star and your MVP on the team. And, you know, we got two spectacular ones this year, two guys who have had some of the best seasons, you know, anybody could have had. Kevin Partita has, I think, been the MVP of this team, especially after last season. And I'm looking forward to seeing some more of that, seeing him back tonight.
I think we all are. I think we're all looking forward to a lot of that stuff.
Absolutely. No question whatsoever. So I got to see an old friend of ours tonight. That is Mr. Patrick Rakowski. And he says, hello. I did not wish him luck, but he did say the baby is sleeping well, and which means he's well rested. So
I was hoping
he would be tired personally. But James, let me ask you a question. When it comes to all these international transfers that the team is doing, and we've been doing a lot of them over the last few years, give us just a little quick insight. Give us a 90 seconds. How does that come about? I mean, are you getting calls from, you know, Sundsvall in Sweden saying, hey, we really like this Damas kid. You know, what's it going to take for you to send him to us? Give us a little bit about the process on how that happens.
Yeah, I mean, look, when we started this 8 years ago, just having conversations with parents about the idea that their kids were going to go pro at 16, 17, 18 was a strange conversation. It was really focused on college. And that's really started to change. And we've been a big part of that. And making sure that we go out and we find the right players and then we find the right type of players has been really, really important. But once we've gotten to this point after a couple years, I mean, we put out a graphic, I think, yesterday or the day before talking about our transfers and the amount of traffic we get on them. The media access is amazing. So little by little, we get there and they're attaching us more and more.
Awesome. So I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you want to get set up and get ready for this match. I'm sure you're excited about this.
I can't. This is the worst hour of the entire season waiting for the game to start. So anything you can do to distract me is good.
I'm glad we were able to distract you a little bit. Any last message for the fans that are here, that are on their way here, or maybe they couldn't make it out tonight. Just they want to you want to give to any of the fans that are watching the stream either on ESPN or Valley.
This has been a spectacular season. We expect it to keep being. We expect to bring home another cup. So thank you to everyone. Thank you to all our new shareholders, all our season ticket holders, and more and more and more each year. It just keeps getting better.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, the head owner or main owner for your Orange County Soccer Club, Mr. James Kesson. James, as always, thanks for coming and spending some time talking to us. Hopefully we'll get to do this again in a couple weeks.
We're hoping.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir.
Worst scenario, I'll talk to you in Sacramento next week.
Absolutely.
All right. So I know our producer Andy has found some more people possibly to speak with, so he's going to go make their way over there. I know these players are about to make their way out on the pitch. We're looking forward to seeing them come out and see how excited, energetic, ready they are for this
starting
match.
11.
Okay, let me get your mic on, Mr. Producer Andy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Fan.
I got a new friend here.
What's
your name,
friend?
Sir? Mackie. And what city do you hail from?
Aliso Viejo.
And how long have you been coming to Orange County games?
About 2 years, but I came for like the 2018 conference final, so a little while.
So you remember what the outcome was of that match and what the result was on the pitch afterwards, right?
Yeah, I remember. I remember seeing the fight and all that, but yeah, I remember all of that.
Yes. So you said you came back out in 2018. Was that like your first time you came out to a match? Or?
Yeah. So 2018 is when I started becoming a soccer fan. Like when I was younger, I was a big football and hockey fan. But ever since the World Cup, I became a soccer fan. And I mean, I wanted to go to soccer games. Galaxy games were too expensive for our family. And then we found Orange County. And then I was like, hey, this club looks pretty good. Let's go watch them. And then look where we are now.
So we're watching right now here live from Championship Soccer Stadium. We're watching the Phoenix
Shutout
Rising.
Shutout Shuttler. It's Shutout Shuttler.
So we see the Phoenix Rising players making their way on the pitch. And then we got Colin Shuttler and Eric Lopez making their way out to get ready between the sticks. What are your thoughts? How's this match going to go tonight?
I think it's definitely going to be a cagey affair. I mean, these are two big rivals. Like, I've always considered Phoenix our biggest rival, and both teams know, like, we both really don't like each other, and we both really want the win. So I think we're going to see a lot of fouls, and I think we're going to see some cards out, but I think it's going to be entertaining.
If we see cards, just hopefully no reds for OC, because we want all these players to be able to take the pitch next week, right, Larry?
Yes, yes, very much so. We do. And go ahead, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, do we have a score prediction?
I got 3-1 Orange County, and I think our goal scorer is going to be Marcus Nakeem off of a corner.
Marcus is going to score a goal off
of a corner. Oh, I love
that.
That would
be beautiful. That would be beautiful. Any message for the fans that maybe have never thought about coming here? Maybe they found our podcast or our stream somewhere. They've never thought about coming out. Why should they come out to the stadium for a match?
I mean, these games are fun, but it's not like you're watching a bad team. Like, Orange County are a really good team, and I know some people just don't want to watch a bad team. I mean, there's like, you see attendances get higher when we get better, so watch us while we're doing so good, and we better win the whole damn thing.
Thank you so much, sir. Mackie, awesome to talk to you. I'm from Aliso Viejo as well, so welcome to the stadium all the way from Aliso Viejo. We love it. We got Larry here. He's checking in. He's going to give us an update on the starting lineup for Orange County tonight.
All right. Our starting 11 tonight, we've got Tomas Amang and, of course, Milan Olasky up front. In the midfield, we've got Seth Kasipley, Kyle Scott, Kevin Partida's back, boys and girls. Yeah. And Brian Olasky. On the back line, we've got Ryan Dogman. We have Captain Marcus Nackham, Dylan Powers, and, of course, the very handsome Owen Lamb. On the bench tonight, we've got Foxy, we've got Bryce, we've got Lanky, we've got Eric Lopez, Sparky McNulty's back in the 18, Brent Richards, and Alex Villanueva. And just as a side note, prior to the game, when Carrie and I were up top there, we did see Ashish Chatha running the pitch, looked great, looked healthy. Maybe with a little bit of luck, he is back for next week's Western Conference Final and the championship the week following.
And we got Bryce, you said, is on the bench. I mean, this may be the last chance we get to see from Bryce. I mean, because he's going to be heading out to the World Cup.
Yes, he is. And let's talk about that for a second. 17 years old and get to represent your country in a World Cup. Come on.
Come on.
What more could you ask for in life?
It's beautiful.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Hey, we have a couple other fans that have made their way over here. Hey, we're going to let you talk because people don't want to just hear us. They want to hear from other fans.
Dude,
right?
Nobody wants to hear us. Here, come here. Have a seat.
I just brought my best friends.
Your best friends made the way out. Okay. So I could tell you like soccer because you've got the CFA. If no one knows, CFA is a club team from, Southern Orange County.
And we play on the same team.
You play on the same team. What age group are you guys? What year are you guys? U12. What flight? Flight 3. So who's your coach? I just got to know this.
Elizabeth Rosen.
Elizabeth
Rosen. She's actually my mom too.
Okay. So I've probably seen you all because my younger son plays flight 3. For Laguna Niguel U Soccer/LNYSA. So I think we played you guys already this season. I remember your coach. We did play today, yes. We did play today. Yeah, but we didn't play you guys.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna verse you guys, but you guys versus Liverpool.
So really quick, before we talk to y'all some more, we got the players. They are giving some love to the supporter section out here, Countline Coalition. So that's always beautiful to see. You could do a quick shot over there, Larry. Really quick, what's your name, young man?
Darius.
What was it? Darius. Darius, welcome onto the show. Do you know anything about what we do, who we are? Have you ever seen us before?
No.
So he's never seen us before, so he has no idea who we are. We do a podcast. We cover this team. We like to talk about Orange County Soccer Club. How did you become a fan of this team?
His mom told me about the club, and then I watched the game. I loved it, so then I just got season tickets and just watching all the
Awesome. And you play soccer, obviously. Yeah. What position do you play?
I played center mid.
Center mid.
Yeah. And then I get switched to striker and goalie sometimes.
All right. I'm just trying to make sure we're not getting too much feedback from the sound coming up there. Mm-hmm. What do you think? How excited are you about this match tonight?
I'm excited.
Who's going to win?
Orange County.
Orange County. Are you sure about that?
Yes.
You have a question?
Oh, yeah. And so you think Orange County is going to win. What do you think the score will be? 3-2. A late-minute goal from Milan, probably.
Milan. You can never go wrong with Milan Olasky as your choice for a goal scorer. Yeah. He scores a lot of goals. Yes.
Because Milan's leaving, this will, if he gets all the way to the finals and scores an absolute banger at the end, he will be known for Orange County forever.
Yes, he will. We love that guy. Milan Olasky is amazing. There's more fans making their way into the stadium. We're getting things ready for this match. Again, this match will go live pretty soon here. What? A little about a half hour away from everything starting up. You want to say something? Come on up here. Say something. Tell us who you are so we know who you are and how you became an Orange County fan. Really quick because we got important people coming.
So, not that you're not important. You are important too, my young friend. My name is Cyrus, and I got into it because he told me to come.
He told you to come.
I told him to
come.
Yeah,
you told me. Whatever.
I told him to tell him.
Yeah, all right. What have you guys?
Really quick, what do you think? Who's going to win this match? What's the score going to be?
OCSC 3-0.
OCSC 3-0. Who's going to be the star for OC?
I don't know. Probably the same guy, Kevin Martina.
Kevin Partito. That's definitely a good choice to make there, Kevin Partita.
Partita is really good.
Partita is amazing. I know we've got Dan here. He only has like 5 to 10 minutes with us. So we're going to get him on here. I apologize to cut you off really quickly, but I want to get this man. He's the president of this club. So obviously, we got to get him on here. We got to talk to him. We got to find out what's going on with that. Thank you so much, you three, for joining us. Hey, anytime we're here, come say something to us. One last shout out.
One last quick message. Go, Cyrus.
If we lose, I'm taking Colin's gloves.
All right.
Don't worry. We're not losing. We're not losing. Have a seat, Dan.
All right, Dan. Everyone, I mean, he's been on our show before, so how much do we have to introduce him? You can look into that camera right there. You can look right there. We got Dan here join us. See, he's a professional at this. He's like, where's my camera? Where do I look? It doesn't matter. Dan, welcome, Dan. How are you doing? How are you feeling tonight?
Fantastic. I love nothing more than a sold-out championship soccer stadium. So here we are 36 minutes before kickoff, and the crowds are coming in. There's probably as many people in the stadium today as probably watched the entirety of the season 10 years ago, and it's going to be our 7th successive sellout, and we are very excited indeed for some playoff football.
And you were, I believe, up with the new owners, talking to them, mingling with them?
I was. So we, as of about an hour ago, we passed the 500 mark, so there are 502 new owners of the playoff Orange County Soccer Club team. And we brought together maybe 100 people up on the deck, shared a glass of champagne, some food, and told them how grateful we are to them and all of the other fans for everything they've done to make us want to build the club the way we have.
So we were just talking to James a little bit earlier just about how exciting it's been to go from where the team was when he first took ownership to where it is now, where we're getting sellout matches. You're getting people that are really interested in this club, willing enough to spend money and become part of the ownership group here, willing to share and talk about this team and have fun. How exciting is it from your standpoint to see the growth? I mean, you've only been here for a short bit of time, but even in that time, there's been a lot of growth from what this team was to what it's become. And of course, the future is looking bright. How exciting has that been for you?
Yeah, so look, I think I've told you my story before. So 3 years ago, I invited the owner of a soccer team I'd never heard of onto my whiskey podcast. And then within a month, I was working for them. And I didn't know what the USL was, to my shame. I didn't know who Orange County Soccer Club were, to my shame. And now I obviously work for the club. I now run the business side of the club. And it's just such an extraordinary thing to be part of. So 12 months is a long time in football. 12 months ago, we were a week away from losing our stadium, and we were bottom of the standings. And now we've got a 10-year deal on our stadium. We've got our seventh successive sellout. And thanks to finishing second in the table, we've got our second playoff game in a row. It's absolutely extraordinary how far it's all come. And frankly, it's all because of the community. The fans showed us they care. So we're trying to build the club that you all deserve.
No, it's been amazing. I'm going to ask you a question. If you can't answer it, you don't have to. Have you already booked your hotel for Sacramento next week?
One game at a time. I haven't thought about anything past 10 o'clock this evening.
And do we know, have we found out, had any word about the hierarchy for the hosting of the final if it comes down to it?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure where all the excitement came from. It's as it was at the beginning. If we are to continue to advance and Charleston are to continue to advance, we will be going to South Carolina for the championship game, we don't. But we are, they're the only team above us in the East. So if we can triumph in the West, we're either going to Charleston or we're at Championship Soccer Stadium for the final.
So what the fans are hoping for is Charleston loses in the Eastern Conference Finals and we keep doing our thing.
Yes, although
so we can host it here, right?
We should just focus on Phoenix tonight. Let's not think about anything beyond tomorrow. We can worry about hosting championship finals.
That's our job.
After we've beaten Sacramento.
Our job is to look ahead to the future.
Let me just say, though, Charleston is beautiful in November. It's absolutely amazing, Dan.
If you look at our record, we've actually been better on the road. So, you know, I've only been with the club for one championship run, one star. And as far as I remember, we won that somewhere else. So I don't mind flying east to win a star. I don't really care where we play, to be honest. If we can keep this playoff run going, we're in bonus time. If you look where we were in May, when we were pretty much bottom of the league, I would have taken any playoff game. I would have taken just finishing ninth, frankly, would have been a success from where we were. We're just on borrowed bonus time. We're excited to be here tonight. Let's give Phoenix, let's try and make sure we exact some revenge for 40-year-old Didier Drogba scoring on our field 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
That guy was good.
I know you have important things to go do, Dan. Do you have any last word for the fans, either here at the stadium if they can hear us? I know there's a lot of noise going on, or that may watch this video later.
Yeah, look, I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it. Thank you very much, because none of what we do is worth doing if we don't have fans to support the club. And fans own teams, and before that was metaphorical and now it's literal, but we are grateful to the fans for giving us a job to do, and we're doing our best to give you something, and hopefully we can give you something to cheer about tonight.
Thank you so much, Dan, as always, for taking some time to join us. I want to let you go do what you got to do unless Larry's trying
Want to say always a pleasure, sir. Love having you here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all you do, gentlemen.
Thank you so much again, President of Business Operations for your Orange County Soccer Club, Dan. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. The stadium's getting packed up here. I'm seeing the fans pile in. CLC's starting to get some people in here. There's some folks getting into their seats already, even though there's still all, although it's a 7 p.m. listed kickoff, typically it's not more to like 7:10. So there's still a while before we go. But, I mean, this is exciting. I'm getting excited. I know not many of you can hear us, but how many of y'all that can hear us are excited right now? Hopefully you heard some of that.
It's not too bad, but I tend to have a voice that carries a little bit. So if you can hear me in the general admission seats, stand up and turn around.
They're not going to hear you. I'm telling you right now, they don't hear
you. In general admission seats, if you can hear me right now, stand up, turn around, and make a whole bunch of noise for Orange County Soccer Club. Come on, let's go.
There we go. Larry knows how to do this. Larry's the master.
Larry's a cheerleader at heart.
Cheerleader, show us some of your cheerleader moves.
Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to
see
that.
We're standing up on camera like people are not able to see us anymore,
yes,
right?
We should not stand up on camera. It doesn't make a lot of sense,
this
really.
This is fun times here for everyone. I know there's some excitement. I know there's some nerves going on, but I'm super stoked for this. This is going to be awesome. Not much more time before we're going to head off. We do have
Producer Andy. Do we have a guest?
All right, so we're going to bring on someone else to speak with over there. Who do we got?
I have OC Soccer Dad. Woo!
Russell!
And what city are you from, Russell?
The NT, North Tustin. Yeah, baby. It's unincorporated, though, so it's technically not a city.
I've never heard anyone say the NT.
The NT. Not NT, not North.
That's how
NT.
We roll in NT, baby.
I don't know how to ask. I don't know how to follow up that.
Do you want me to ask a question?
No, we want to ask you questions, Russell.
Okay, what do you want to ask me?
Russell wants to ask a question. Ask a question, Russell.
Go ahead, Russell. Ask a question.
What I want to know is, I've had the opportunity to observe, and Brian Olasky did not get a haircut today.
Oh, the beard is safe.
I think you and I can agree, Larry, that every time he shows up with a haircut, he's far more impactful.
Yep.
So Julie offered to go down to the locker room and give him a trim, but what are we going to do about that?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think we have to worry about it. And like I said on the podcast Monday night, Brian Olasky scores a goal in the playoffs tonight, tomorrow night, 2 weeks from now.
Tomorrow?
Next Saturday? 2 weeks from now? Doesn't matter. I said I would take this beautiful beard right here. I would take this beautiful beard and I would shave it off, and I will do it gladly. I will do it on camera. I will do it wherever anybody wants me to do it, because it will be worth it. I said last year, this is a different team when Brian and Milan are on the pitch at the same time. And the 1500 minutes that Brian put in, we were really damn good all year long.
Well, you know, we're also, I have 6 degrees of Olasky, and the 6th degree of Olasky, and I've been tracking this, they're only at 4. Is where each Olasky scores a goal and each other Olasky provides the assist. So could you imagine what would happen tonight if Brian scores off a Milan assist and Milan scores off of a Brian assist?
We'd have 2 goals. That's what I imagine would
happen. We would have 2 goals, and that is all this team needs. Hey, realistically, as good as this defense is, this team only needs 1 goal. That's it. We only need 1.
He is way too confident on that. I do not agree with that, folks. I do not agree with the alls. We need is 1 goal. We need at least 2 goals.
What do you want to bet on it, Raymond?
I'll bet my beard against your beard.
Please. What you want? You want to bet
you could shave your head like this, Ray.
My wife would kill me just as much as his wife.
No wife ever kills you after you go bald. I promise you.
His wife would kill him if he cuts the beard. Mine would kill me if I had to bick my head. I'm telling you right now, we don't want that happening. What are we down to?
We're down to 21 minutes ish.
Prediction, Russell.
I'm going to go with my standard 3-1 OC Milan first goal, but I'll call second and third. I'll call Brian second goal, and I will call Marcus Nackham for the third. That's crazy.
So we have a second
person
Marcus.
Predicting Marcus is going to score tonight. But here's the question, Russell.
Saw when I walked over here, I saw his eyes.
Okay, here's the question. Does he do it off a set piece, or does he do it off of a free kick? Like a header or a free kick?
Does who do it off
Marcus.
Of a, Marcus? I'm going to say that he does it off of a set piece, not a free kick.
Sounds like a plan. I know,
we're going to wrap. All right. Russell, thank you so much for taking some time and talking to us. We're going to start wrapping things up here because we do need to get ready. We need to tear this down. I want to be down there watching this match. I don't want to be busy packing up my car,
right,
all this stuff. There's a lot of equipment for me to have to pack up. So
you brought helpers.
Yeah, so I did bring the helpers. even though, look at these two are heading out. Thank you, Russell.
I'll see you down there, Russell.
I'm gonna bring on the mic here of our sound technician here, Landon. He wants to talk really quick. I'm gonna ask you, Landon, how are you feeling? Are you nervous? Are you confident? How are you feeling about how Orange County's gonna do tonight?
I mean, I'm pretty excited for the game, and I do have a feeling I'm pretty confident that Orange County will come through in this game.
He's pretty confident that Orange County will come
pretty
through.
Pretty confident.
Hey, pretty that is confident. Better than nervous, okay? Pretty confident is way better than nervous, scared, you know, whatever it is. What do you think the final score is going to be for this match?
I think that the final score will be 2-1 Orange County. And
I like it.
I think that Milan Olasky will score the final goal in overtime.
In extra time.
Whoa, that's a bold prediction, Cotton.
So extra time, or you mean like, you know, after the first 90 minutes, then we're going into official extra time. Yes, he's saying we're going to play 120 minutes of soccer is what he's saying tonight.
I am an old man with a sometimes bad heart. I can't take that kind of stress. Whew.
That'll be nervous.
I don't want that kind of stress.
So Landon predicts 120 minutes of soccer, but we will not go to PKs. Milan Olasky will score a goal in those extra 30 minutes to secure Orange County's ticket to travel to Sacramento. That's the reward. They get to go to Sacramento if they win this match. What an amazing reward that is. Sacramento.
Again, Sacramento is beautiful in November. Absolutely beautiful.
Says Larry. Hey, let me just ask if anyone can hear. Does anyone agree with Larry that Sacramento is beautiful this time of year?
Anybody? Anyone?
I mean, yeah.
Anyone?
Agree.
See, no? I hear it's like crickets.
Oh, well, that's okay.
All right. I would agree with him.
You would agree. Landon agrees. He's never been there, but he agrees with you.
Totally beside the point.
So anyone that listens to our podcast, follows our podcast, knows that I'm pretty superstitious that there's been a specific drink that has led to some good times with Orange County during the winning streak a few months back, during this current run up until now. I've been drinking something specific on the podcast.
I don't judge.
I may or may not have snuck something in to make sure that streak remains intact. Don't tell anyone. I'm announcing it on a loudspeaker. Don't tell anyone. But I will tell you right now, we're secure. The streak should be secure because I did drink what I had to drink tonight. Producer Andy, we got
Producer Andy.
Yeah, I got a new friend. What's your name, sir?
My name's Liam.
Liam. What city are you from, Liam?
I'm from Fullerton.
Oh.
You're from Andy's neck of the woods.
Home of the Titans.
Liam, Andy, you need to come over here and get on that. Get on this camera with the absolute ugliest, most fantastic Orange County Soccer Club kit
that
in history.
Not
come around the table
kit.
Here.
That is the best kit ever. They should be wearing that tonight.
If there you go. I'm gonna pick up the camera. Everybody, this is Liam. Have I got him in there? I can't see. Move your scarf out of the way, Liam. You got it, Landon?
So he is sporting.
This is the gnarly with oranges, OC with the star, limited edition, something like 20-something-ish of these were made. And this man is one of the owners of this. What possibly possessed you, Liam, to purchase this shirt?
You know, I thought it was just so amazing that I had to do it. I just had to go for it.
I really loved that shirt. I'm really mad that I didn't buy one in time. I wish the club would have just gifted me one for everything we do for them.
Do you know how the club actually came about doing this? It was actually made up as kind of a just a lark, and there was such huge fan feedback on it that they said, we're going to put it out to the general public, and you bought one, and I want to shake your hand for it because, here, I'll hold this. You hold your beer. I love that shirt. That's actually awesome. Do you have a prediction for tonight's game, Liam?
I'm going to go 3-1 Orange County.
Who scores the first goal tonight, Liam?
Let's go Jameson first.
Bryce Jameson.
Yep.
Bryce Jameson is in the 18. He's not in the 11. Do you maybe want to?
Ah, okay. Wonderful. Let's go safe then. Well, not quite so safe. Let's go Brian Olasky first.
Brian Olasky.
Did you hear what happens if Brian Olasky scores a goal?
I did not.
Do you see this beard?
Uh-huh.
I have to shave it.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I said.
So, sorry to put the hex on you there.
That's perfectly okay. Liam, thank you for joining us.
Liam, thank you for joining us.
We appreciate it.
I just got a kiss from Mr. Elder here. I feel lucky. We got to wrap things up here because we're about 15 minutes from kickoff. I need to pack all this stuff up because I got to be back at the stadium to watch this match. Really quick.
Thanks, buddy.
Talk to me, Ray. Yeah.
What do you have? What last message do you have for the fans here at Championship Soccer Stadium tonight?
One last message for the fans in Championship Soccer Stadium. Hey, y'all, thank you so much for being out here tonight. Orange County Soccer Club could not do this without all of you out here making noise, getting loud, getting crazy. To the County Line Coalition, yo, CLC! CLC, can you hear me? Are you guys too far down there?
No, they can't hear you.
They can't quite hear me, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. Hey, we love our club. We love this town. We love this stadium. We love these players. This is going to be a fantastic, beautiful night tonight.
Yes, I'm excited for this. Orange County, be loud. Be proud of your team here. Let's send the Phoenix players and fans, the Banditos over there, let's send them on that long drive home to Phoenix, wishing what could have happened when we eliminate them. Let's support our team. Let's do our best. I know CLC can't hear us, but we're going to do our outro here. You're going to hear the chant. Hey, if anyone ever needs to know the chants, if you can hear us, go find Andy. Andy's got the QR code, or just go to our website and go to the Caroline Coalition link, and he has all the lyrics to all the chants. So if you've ever heard Caroline Coalition with their chants, just go listen or go there to find the actual lyrics of those chants. That's going to be the thing here. Ready for this, Larry?
That's it. We out. Peace.
Yep. This has been the Orange and Black Soccercast. Thank you for everyone for joining us tonight, for having fun. This is the Orange and Black Soccercast, and we are out.